Well, we know it's always a tough time for all those sports lovers out there, and with every sport around the globe shut down, there is a silver lining.
Oh.
The supercars, this is unbelievable. They're doing an E-Series. It's Holden v Ford. They're going to have some of the great drivers, Van Gisbergen, McLaughlin, the greatest Wing Cup as well. But it's so exciting that you're still going to be able to watch it on Fox Sports. And joining us right now is the supercar driver himself, Jamie Wing Cup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Good, Jamie. Look, it's weird times for yourself not being out there, not being... You know, racing, you've been doing it for well over a decade. And to be able to do this, it's just, as I said, it's a silver lining. It's something radical measures, but something that we can do.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone knows it's a pretty crazy time at the moment. And it's Supercar Land. We're as respectful as that as anybody. But, of course, we're operating a sport and we're thinking outside the square on how we can keep our fans entertained, and someone internally come up with an E-Series championship. Supercar drivers will stay at home, have their own simulators, and we'll race each other online. I think it's every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9:30. So while we're massively respectful of what's going on and the world needs to slow down and somewhat stop in a way, we're happy to be able to provide some sort of entertainment with a world at the moment with absolutely no sport.
Well, Jamie, I think this opens it up for a wild card for every round. I'm savage at Daytona. I still hold the record at the Paddo Tavern from 1994. I'm top of the leadership board. So if there could be a wild card that goes in there every round, I mean, I think that's a great idea.
Oh, okay.
Are you putting your hand up?
Up. Completely up. Daytona champion, 1994. Perfect. It's the best. Seriously. And that was before I even had a license.
You know what was great about Daytona? The cool thing about Daytona is they have an automatic catch-up mode in the software. So if you're coming last, your car's got twice the power as the car leading. So that's what I'm saying we need to do. So for me, down the back of the pack, I need more power to be able to catch the person in front. But I'm not sure if I'm going to get that, but I'll propose that.
Can I ask, Jamie, do you prepare for this like you would for a normal race, or can you just, you know, be at home and have a couple of cheeseburgers beforehand, you know?
Yeah, you don't. We sort of want to make it somewhat serious. We're going to go out there and race hard and provide entertainment, but... No, we won't be on the massage table getting loosened up, and we won't be worrying too much about the diet, to be honest. It's a bit of fun mixed with a bit of hardcore racing, a bit of entertainment at the same time.
I think it's an awesome idea because so many people are at home. They want to watch it. They love watching their superstars. Any pit stops then? Like, okay, I've just got to quickly run to the fridge, refuel.
Yeah. Those toilet breaks will be a bit easier, won't they? They're a bit
real carbon.
That's too much information, Jamie.
Hit the pause button. Hit the pause button, and off you go. We haven't actually worked out what the racing's going to be yet. But as you say, there'll be short and long races. They'll do everything they can to mix it up and make it a bit of fun.
Jamie, it's got here that the drivers will log in from home using the internationally renowned iRacing platform. Do you know anyone that's not that tech savvy? Because that could be a problem with them not getting off the starting line. If it was me, and I'm pretty useless when it comes to technology, who would you like to not be able to log on? Is there anyone there that's not very tech savvy?
Do you reckon there'll be a car limping with a slow internet connection? Do you reckon they'll be limping around trying to get back to the pit because the internet's not quite right? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? We're all about to find out. But we get along pretty well, all the drivers. So we're actually really grateful of the opportunity to be able to still go out and go racing and entertain while we're all in lockdown.
Well, we know it kicks off April the 8th, and at this stage runs for about 10 weeks, so you'll have plenty of time to practice there, Jamie.
Yep, thanks, mate.
Good luck for the E competition, and we hope to see you back out on the track in real life really soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Let's chat during it as well, see how it's going after the first couple of weeks.